David, your thoughts on today's game here in Coleraine?
Disappointing. I thought overall our performance was short of where we needed to be to get a result out of the game today. We started with a back three, based on, you know, we're still missing a natural right side at fullback. We went to a back four in the second half. So disappointing. You try different formations, you change different sort of personnel. But all in all, I thought we were second to the ball. We got tangled up at times trying to play their sort of type of game, which didn't help us. But again, the conditions of the pitch sometimes dictating. I know the supporters were getting a little bit edgy, and you know, some of the passing was going out of play, but it was going out of play for both sides. I don't think Coleraine outplayed us. They probably edged us in terms of creative chances. But all in all, disappointing to leave here with nothing. I thought we'd maybe come away, and it was, you know, when you leave against the league leaders at the minute and you leave with nothing, it's obviously now disappointing.
It was always a lot of hype about this one. It was always going to be close, and one of those games that the first goal was always going to prove crucial, and unfortunately they got a scrappy winner with a couple of minutes to go and not much time to come back.
No, it was a scrappy one. It was a poor goal from our point of view. We gave away the ball cheaply in the middle of the pitch. We didn't defend the first free kick. We defended the first corner, and we fell asleep at the second corner, and we gave them a soft goal. So that's disappointing. We'll have a look at it, and we'll discuss it during the week, and we'll need to make sure going forward. I say, you know, the question that I've left in there to the players and myself and the staff and everybody else is, when it comes to these sort of games, the tight games, the tough games, are we going to be up for it? Because we're going to need to be up for it. And if we're not up for it, the types of players and team the core in are, they'll find us out, and they find us out today.
It's early doors, but we're playing catch up in the league, so you know, there's plenty of time to make up for it. We're not out of October yet, but you know, you don't want to be getting too far behind in that league, so you know.
Not really. You know, we have a couple of games sort of still catching up on the leaders and the other teams and whatever else, but you know, when you take into account, I think in the last 24 days that we've played 7 games. It's averaging one nearly every three and a bit days. So you know, our squad is a little bit thin in the minute with a few injuries and whatever else. So the sooner we get people back fit, then it starts adding adds a wee bit more quality to squad, a wee bit more of a discussion on who's going to play. Can we rest two or three others who have played a lot of minutes? So we need to get players back fit. We need players who are on the brink, in and around. We also need the players, the starters in the minute, who have done okay, to do a little bit better, because you know, if they're not going to be doing that, other people will be waiting in the wings, and hopefully to come in and maybe grab an opportunity.
7 games in 24 days will become 8 games in about 28 days and a couple of days, and whether the cup holders, it's a Belfast derby, it's a match where you want to win on Tuesday, and at the bounce back.
Yeah, of course.
Today.
Yeah, no, it's the good thing in football is, you know, the quick turnaround sometimes offers you a quick fix, a get out. Obviously, the league's the most important thing, so to lose ground on your the leaders here today is disappointing, but the League Cup was beneficial to us last year. It gave us a platform and it gave us something to look forward to. It gave us a cup final, and the players took that on into the finale into the league season. So we look forward to the game Tuesday, and hopefully we'll need to certainly be improved, and improve performance individually and collectively going forward on Tuesday night.
I think there's 1,200 blue men, women, and kids here today, and we want, you know, double that on Tuesday night, don't we?
Yeah, again, you know, I feel for the supporters today. I sense their frustration at different times in the game and whatever else. Say, I've always been a big advocate of thanking the supporters and getting right behind the players, and you know, making sure that there's going to be mistakes, there's going to be losses along the way, there's going to be the odd disappointing sort of result and weekend, but keep sticking with the players, keep sticking right behind them, coming to the games, getting right behind the players, like they do. I say, you know, when you've seen the, you know, when you look behind the goal today, and you've seen obviously it rained a little bit, and it seemed as if there was quite a few more blue men that got in there. So say, keep getting behind the players, and hopefully, like they normally do, like they done last year, they will deliver.
Hard luck today, and all the best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.